This is Chantel Ogden, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I had to live some to start seeing what I couldn't. Oh, there ain't nothing simple about a man and a woman. Had my share of near misses. There were all those close call kisses. Even men
It's another sweltering hot day in Nashville, and with me is Chantel Ogden.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm great, and wanted to catch up with you because you did a couple of shows for me this week in Big Shots and the Plush down in town, and I'm going back in a couple of days. You're coming over to do a tour at the end of July.
I am, and I'm really excited to come back over. I love being there. I love the people, and it's a great place to play music.
Good, because you're doing the FSA festival, aren't you, this time?
Yes, I am, and I'm really excited to be at that festival this year. It'll be great.
That's good. So you're coming in to do a tour. You've also got a single that's currently in the top seven, isn't it? Number seven.
Yes, it is. It's lucky number seven.
There you go. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's exciting. I think it's the highest single I've had so far on the Hot Disc chart.
And once again, the title is?
Love Knew Better.
There you go. And I heard you do it live the other day.
Yeah. I love to do that song live. It's a nice, happy love song for this time of year.
So what have you been doing, you know, what's your activities been over here? Have you been busy performing?
Yes, I'm actually getting ready to go out west to do some shows. I was invited to play the 4th of July at my hometown in Richfield, Utah, and we're going to be doing a few shows out there, and then, of course, come back and get ready to head over the pond, as they say. I'm also going to be releasing a new digital single called Heroes in Your Hometown, which is it's just about the everyday heroes that you meet, and that'll be coming out in early July. But it's more of a feel-good kind of country summer single.
Sounds great. Looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's nice to do songs, I think, that have a good positive message about just the people that you may not consider heroes, but we talk in the song about, you know, the coach, and we talk about the mom who works two jobs, and there's a lot of different kind of heroes in everybody's life, and so it'll be fun to put that song out. This is Chantel Ogden, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You probably pass them on the street most every day. They walk the walk, but they never walk into a hall of fame. They're on the job, giving all they got, and they never stop. They've all got something worth fighting for, taking their shots, winning the little wars. Just look around at heroes in your hometown. That'll get you home. And in our hearts, they're bigger stars than they think they are. They've all got something worth fighting for, taking their shots and winning the little wars. Just look around at heroes in your hometown. Taking their shots at winning the little wars. Just look around. Yeah, they've all got something worth fighting for. Taking their shots at winning the little wars. Just look around. They'll do you proud. Heroes in your hometown.
Well, life of a songwriter, because you also co-write with various people, and another song that's in just gone into the Hot Disc charts is Markham Stewart, and you co-wrote that song.
I did. We love that song. It's called Jesus in the Headlights, and you know, it was a song that Markham had for a while, and sometimes if you write alone, sometimes you get to a point with certain songs that you kind of hit a wall. And I think for that song, Markham kind of reworked it, and he just never really felt that good about where it was. And so he brought the idea to Bill DeLuigi and I, and we wrote it, finished it with him. And that's a song that's, you know, it's kind of about redemption and second starts. And I think a lot of people can relate to that as something that happens in all of our lives.
Yeah, because a lot of your songwriting has got itself into TV series like Heart of Dixie and movies. Any more happening for you on that side?
So I'm actually working on some Christmas songs right now, which is ironic because it's like 90 degrees in Nashville, very, very hot.
Best time to do Christmas songs.
And so I'm, you know, wrapping myself in a sweater and trying to get in the Christmas spirit under the air conditioning. And so I'm going to be sending those out to some contacts I have for pitching into some of the Christmas movies that Hallmark does. So because, I'm excited about that.
Because over here, they go crazy over Christmas. There's so many of those Christmas movies. God, they're strange.
Yes. Yeah, I think we really do love our Christmas, and we love our Christmas romances, you know. So that's always fun at Christmas, You know, I always laugh. You can tell it's kind of a Hallmark movie because, you know, someone always loses their job and moves to a small town and, like, saves the town and meets somebody, and it happens all within, like, an hour and a half. So.
It's all happy ever after.
It is all happily ever after. But you just never know what happily ever after can look like.
Maybe they ought to do some winter films when they finally had enough and get divorced.
That's the post-holiday films right before Valentine's Day.
Brilliant. Well, Chantal, just a quick chat now. We'll talk to you when you come over again in the not-too-distant future. And good luck to any of the dates that you can remember.
So I'm going to be playing the 29th, the 30th. The 30th is FSA. Then I'll be playing the 1st and the 2nd, or the 1st, the 3rd, and the 4th so far. And I'm still getting a few more details. But I think the best thing would be to go to my website, which is just ChantelOgden.com, and look for the shows, because they'll all be listed there.
We kicked off with the new single. Give us another song from the album.
Oh, I think it'd be great to do the song Truth About Trains, which was an early single off the new album. And this always has a soft spot in my heart because I took some footage when I was touring the UK last year for the video for this song. So there are a lot of great trains over there, and I look forward to riding some of them very soon.
Chantel, thank you.
Thank you, Lee. This is Chantel Ogden, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
When you were working the rails for Norfolk Southern, I'd hear that whistle and I'd go running. Our love was just like an engine humming, sparks, steam, and fire. Yeah, we ran on that for a while. But the truth about trains is they come and they go. They Virginia River, promises you made sure, painted pretty pictures. When you said those things, was your heart still with her? Thinking that you'd always go back, like a diesel staring down the track. Yeah, the truth about trains is they come and they go. The truth about trains is they come and they go. They get what they need, then they leave, disappear into a cloud of smoke. The truth about trains is they leave you blue. Yeah, they can't feel their cold hard steel. That's the truth about trains. And the truth about